Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Welcome to the Week 6 edition of the podcast that takes all the best betting info and tucks it neatly into a 10-minute window or a 600-second package, hence the name. Good week for the podcast picks. Picks in Week 5, including the Team 600 teaser. That hit again. And then our follow bets with Joe Osborne improved to 4-1. So before we get to the Week 6 selections, a reminder that if you like what you're listening here on the Sharp 600 each week, take a moment, please rate and review the podcast. We appreciate that. It allows us to grow. It allows us to climb those podcast rankings and then talk to more sports bettors just like yourself. And without further delay, let's have 600 seconds on the clock, please. Time for the latest installment of our fade or follow with our friend Joe Osborne. Another week and another winner as well, too, with the follow bets. That makes us 4-1 so far with those follow bets, Joe. So if you're new to the game, this is what I do. I throw out a couple bets that I have going this week, and Joe gives one that he likes, and he's going to follow, and he gives one that he doesn't like, and he's going to fade. So here are my bets for Week 6, odds courtesy of Bet365 as the time of this recording. We got Kansas City -10.5. On the Thursday night football game, Cincinnati and Seattle over 45.5, Detroit -3, and then Philadelphia at the Jets under 41. So, Joe, let's start with the red hot follow. What are we following here?
I am following Kansas City on Thursday night football, 10.5-point favorite. Mm-hmm. This spread is a few points short, in my opinion, and it is not taking into account that the Broncos are quite possibly the worst team in the NFL. We have two very similar matchups this week. We have Carolina in Miami. The Dolphins are favored by 13.5. We also have the Giants in Buffalo. The Bills are favored by 14. Yet, here we have the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending champions, only favored by 10.5 points. Why is that? You might say, well, Joe, it is a divisional game. I don't want to hear it, J-Lo. The Chiefs have beat the Broncos in 15 straight games. And then big question mark, though, is Travis Kelce, of course. If he does play, maybe he will be limited. But here's the thing. Kansas City can rely on the run in this game because the Broncos dead last in yards allowed per rush attempt. And the Kansas City defense has been pretty good so far this season. So I don't know how much the Broncos are going to be able to score. So I will absolutely follow you on Thursday night with the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. Thank you for that. My power ratings, like you said, do you think this one should be a couple points higher? My power ratings have this one, before making any adjustments for Thursday sillies and Kelce's injury or anything like that, it has it around a 17-point spread. And quite honestly, that doesn't feel like it's out of left field by any means. Let's talk. You mentioned Kansas City's defense. Let's talk Kansas City's defense. It doesn't get the credit that it deserves. It's allowed 21 points or less in all five games this year. And it's done so against some pretty sound offenses. Shut down Minnesota last week, played Detroit in week one. And then also, too, it played Chicago and Jacksonville, limited those offenses. They've looked very good in recent weeks. Denver, they did their most damage on offense against Chicago and Washington, two of the worst offenses out there. Now you face this KC stop unit that's, you know, top 10 in EPA allowed per play, top 10 in success rate allowed, down to down. They're sitting 11th in defensive DVOA. So they check all the advanced metrics. Fourth highest pressure rate. Spags loves to bring the blitz. Fifth highest blitz rate. And if we look at Russell Wilson, he ranks between Bryce Young and Zach Wilson versus the blitz in terms of those PFF rankings. So, yeah, this should be much, much higher. I'll take the gift on the Thursday night. All right. So out of those four games, which one are you going to fade? Which one are you going to go against here?
I don't truly hate any of your selections this week, but the one I like the least is the under in that Eagles-Jets game. I think that number is too low. The Jets offensively haven't been bad the past 2 weeks. Now, I know one of those games was against the Broncos, but they have produced right around 6 yards per play over their last two games. One of those games against the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Of course, so they do have a little bit of momentum going, and I could see a game state where they're playing from behind, they have to throw the ball a lot, they're playing catch up, maybe the Eagles need to take their foot off the gas a little bit on the fourth quarter. They might backdoor this over potentially, but I think the Eagles are going to get their points, and I think the Jets offense might be a little bit more competitive than people would think in this game. So I'll take the over in that game.
All right. I'll tell you why I'm on the under on this one. So Philadelphia, much like they did against the Rams last week, they can stick this game in mud and absolutely just drag it out in the second half. Chew up the TOP, get the brotherly shove going on third downs, dominate the football, keep the clock ticking. The Eagles, however, haven't ended those extended drives in 6 points. They're only scoring touchdowns on 42% of their red zone attempts so far this season. And we look at the Jets, the third best red zone defense out there. Very bend but don't break from the Jets so far. You mentioned the New York offense. Philly can just get after this quarterback with just four, and that's their calling card here. Offensive line is banged up for the Jets. They're missing some starters. Guys are playing hurt. And then Zach Wilson's just not going to have a whole lot of time to allow those deeper plays to develop. I think we're going to see a lot of running again, shorter gains, clock ticking. And then the weather for this one, rain and wind in the forecast. I think that hurts the Philly offense more than anything. We see Jalen Hurts as one of the top QBs out there in intended air yards per attempt. He's been able to hit those home run balls. You know, the winds could be blowing, pushing those around, a little harder to track down. And then the Jets secondary, very opportunistic. This is a team with 9 takeaways on the season here. So I like the under 41 in this one. Maybe we see Philly kind of scale it back too. They do have your Miami Dolphins next week, so a possible look ahead spot for the Eagles as well too. Team 600 teaser time, and we've won back-to-back weeks. So Joe, give us what you like here for the Team 600 teaser in week 6.
I'm going to take Seattle up to +9 in Cincinnati against the Bengals.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm sticking with Philly. I'm going to take Philly from -7, shut up down to -1. Very simple 1-point spread to deal with. All right, timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't just stop there. You want to keep an eye out for their biggest and best odds with their incredible super boosts. So check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. Back to the clock with this AFC West showdown on Thursday Night Football. And obviously, we were taking one of these sides here. Broncos and Chiefs were laying the points with Kansas City -10. Here are a couple more bets that I got for the midweek game. So odds courtesy of Bet365 as of this recording. So we'll talk Kansas City -10.5. We've talked a lot, but Denver just historically bad on defense here. They now play on a short week. It's going to be their third road stop in 4 games as well, too. The last time the Broncos faced a quality QB in an offense like this, they gave up 70 points to the Miami Dolphins. So power ratings say more than 2 touchdowns for KC, and that's where we're heading. Russell Wilson, we're going to go over, basically Russell Wilson to throw an interception, over half an INT -115. So given the massive spread, the game script says that the Broncos are going to be playing from behind, and that means Russ is going to have to press with the pass. It's windy, it's rainy, it's Arrowhead, where play calls go to die against that roar of what will be a well-lubricated KC crowd on primetime. So between the crosswires, the crosswinds, players slipping and sliding, KC's going to snatch at least one wayward pass from Wilson. 2 Wilson INTs right now, +475 if you're interested in those milestone markets at 365. Another one that I like here, and I got to give a tip of the cap to our buddy Josh Inglis. He's calling this one out as well, too, and it just looks good with the way things are breaking down. Jerick McKinnon, over 13.5 receiving yards. Now, I know this is a good one here because Josh is on it. Most of McKinnon's projections over this total, the ceiling of 23 yards through the air. Kelsey could be slowed or maybe not even playing with that ankle injury on the short week, and that makes McKinnon kind of that perfect short guy in a check down option, especially with the weather not expected to be great. Denver allowing the third most receiving yards to running back so far this season, and we look at McKinnon. Last year against Denver, he went for 112 and 52 receiving yards versus the Broncos last year. We're not asking that much here, but you know he could put this away in one catch, quite honestly, with how bad the Denver defense is. If you care to take all these three bets and you want to jam them together in a same-game parlay, it's paying at +500 at Bet365 on the old SGP. So that is Jerick McKinnon over 13.5 yards receiving, Russell Wilson to throw an interception, and then we're taking Kansas City -10.5 on Thursday Night Football. 2 minute drill time with our guy, Arthur DeCesar of the Superbook in Las Vegas. So Team 600 teaser red hot 2 weeks in a row. We got Philly -1, Seattle +9. Give us that third and final winning leg of the teaser.
We're going to go for 3 in a row here. Colts +10.
All right. Okay. All right. That's a good pad. We've got 5 weeks of results under our belts here. Who is the toughest team to handicap, to set odds for right now?
So to me, it's the cluster of the bad teams. And it's like, do we make the bad teams a half point or a point off market? Do we really skew money lines to kind of get people off the big money line favorite parlays? So to me, it's the cluster of the bad 4 to 5 or 6 worst teams.
Yeah, I find my power ratings, the toughest ones to rank are the top ones and the bottom ones. It's just how good and how bad are they? Mm-hmm. So last week we talked about AFC title futures. Let's talk NFC. My Cowboys took one on the chin and the nuts and the ass and everywhere from the 49ers there on Sunday. How have these NFC futures moved since then?
Well, the NFC is really like the furious four here. Niners plus 150. Dell's Eagles at 3-1. Your Cowboys still 6-1. And then Detroit, who's gaining steam at 7-1. To me, it'll be interesting. Does Detroit jump Dallas at some point?
They're going to get another win this week.
Yep.
Weather could be a factor this weekend. Give us kind of insight in how the books adjust from wind and rain and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, obviously wind to me is always the bigger factor because of the kicking and the extra point being moved back. But, maybe we stay half a point off of the market and just kind of monitor things, check weather reports. And then the market will tell you, too. A lot of times people will start betting unders, but then the money comes back in on the over, so it happens a lot.
All right. Any early movement, sharp money here for week 6?
Yeah.
Horn's going to go, but we'll keep on moving.
Absolutely. Colts plus 5.5 early in the week. It's now down to the 4. New Orleans and Houston, total was 40.5, now 42.5 to the over. And obviously the Minnesota total came down a lot because of JJ.
Yeah, absolutely. Then we got Thursday Night Football, a one-sided spread. Give us a quick action update on this one.
Nothing really on the side. 10.5 is where we've been. Under money, though, opened as high as 50.5, now 47.5.
Yeah, and bad weather and possibly a very good Kansas City defense. Yep. Well, all right, man, you improved to 4-1 with the sharp 600 picks. You had the Raiders plus 2. They came through for you. So let's keep it going. What do you got this week? Best bet.
I'm going ugly again. Give me the Bears plus 2.5.
That's Bears and – was it Bears and
– Vikings.
Bears and Vikings.
Yes. Home divisional dog. Give it to me.
They're scoring lots of points and no Johnson. And then it's supposed to be a nasty game in Chicago too. A lot of wind and rain as well, too.
Bears on a long break. They play Thursday. Yep.
All right. Yeah. It's an ugly one. I can get behind that. All right. That is it for this episode of the Sharp 600 presented by Bet365. Thank you, Joe, Arthur, Dell. Thank you for listening. A reminder, too, that when you're done listening, rate and review the podcast. We appreciate that feedback. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. And then we'll be back for NFL Week 7. This baby is going by really, really fast. And until then, best of luck with your bets. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. And that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't just stop there. You want to keep an eye out for their biggest and best odds with their incredible super boosts. So check out the boosts and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.